Two aircraft, one piece of pavement, and a few seconds where everything depends on somebody seeing what the other person didn't. That's a runway incursion, and the numbers on them just came out. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and you're listening to ATEEZ. Today we're going to talk about a headline that looks like good news until you read the second sentence. Here's what you need to know. Overall, runway incursions in the United States ticked down slightly in 2025. That's the top line. That's the number that goes in the press release. But underneath it, the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, is reporting that the most serious category of incursion, the ones where a collision was barely avoided, jumped 44%, so the total went down, and the dangerous ones went up. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. Let's fix that. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's define our terms, because this is one of those subjects where the vocabulary actually matters. The FAA sorts runway incursions into categories. Category D is the mildest little or no chance of a collision, but a mistake happened somewhere. Maybe an aircraft crossed a hold short line onto a runway that was closed and empty. Technically an incursion. Nobody was ever in danger. Then you move up the scale. Category C, Category B, and at the top, Category A. A Category A incursion is the one that keeps controllers up at night. That's a situation where a collision was narrowly avoided. We're talking about airplanes that came close enough that somebody had to take drastic action or got very lucky, or both. When the FAA says severe incursions rose 44%, they're talking about those top categories. The A's and the B's, the near misses. So picture the whole pile of incursions getting a little smaller overall, while the most dangerous slice of that pile gets noticeably bigger. That's the story. And this affects you if you fly into anything busier than a quiet, untowered field, which is most of us at least sometimes. Let me walk you through why this is happening. Because it's not one single cause, it never is. The first factor is simply traffic. The system is busy again. Post-pandemic flying came back hard, and it came back faster than the workforce did. More operations per hour on the same concrete means more chances for two paths to cross at the wrong moment. Exposure goes up, and the rare events go up with it. The second factor is the human one, and it cuts across everybody. Pilots, controllers, ground vehicle drivers. Runway incursions are not a general aviation problem or an airline problem, they're a shared problem. The FAA's own data over the years has shown that a large share of incursions involve pilots, and a meaningful share of those involve general aviation. That's not an insult, that's just where the numbers point. And it means the person most able to prevent your next incursion is you. The third factor is complexity. Hotspots. Those are the intersections and taxiway layouts, where the geometry itself invites mistakes. Converging taxiways. A runway that you cross to get anywhere. Markings that are easy to misread when your head's down, tired, or unfamiliar with the field. The FAA publishes these hotspots right on the airport diagram for a reason. They're telling you in advance exactly where people get confused. Here's the part I want to sit on for a second. A 44% jump in the worst category in a single year is not noise. That's the system telling you something, and what it's telling you is that our defenses against the routine, everyday incursion are working a little better, while our defenses against the catastrophic one are not keeping pace. Think about what that means. The little stuff, the harmless crossings, the technical violations, those are trending the right way. Education is working there. Better signage, better markings, surface awareness campaigns. That's real progress, and it deserves credit. But the severe events are the ones where multiple things go wrong at once. A readback that wasn't really understood. An expectation bias, where you heard what you expected to hear instead of what was actually said. A crossing clearance that got stepped on by another transmission. Those failures stack. And when they stack on a busy runway, you get a Category A. Now, what do you actually do about it? Because I don't bring you a problem without bringing you something to hold on to. Start with the readback. When you get a hold short instruction, read it back, every time. The full instruction, hold short of runway 27. Not Wilco, not a click of the mic. The words, the FAA requires the runway hold short readback for a reason, and that reason is buried in this exact statistic. Second, know where you are before you move. Pull up the airport diagram. Find the hotspots. If you're taxiing at an unfamiliar field, especially at night or in low visibility, ask for progressive taxi instructions. There's no shame in that. Controllers would rather talk you across the field than watch you end up somewhere you shouldn't be. Third, positive control of the checklist versus the window. When you're crossing a runway, that is not the moment to be heads down, setting flaps, or programming a box. Lights on, eyes out, clear both directions even when you've been cleared. A clearance is a permission, not a guarantee that the other guy heard the same thing you did. Fourth, if you're not certain, stop. Stopped on a taxiway is a minor inconvenience. Stopped on an active runway because you weren't sure is the beginning of a very bad day. When in doubt, hold, then ask. And here's a habit worth building. Sterile cockpit on the ground. We talk about sterile cockpit below 10,000 feet in the flight levels world. But the taxi phase deserves the same discipline. The conversation can wait. The clearance cannot. Let me connect this to the bigger picture. Because the FAA isn't just watching this happen. The agency has been pushing surface safety hard. They've expanded the number of airports getting surface surveillance technology, systems that give controllers a much clearer picture of what's actually moving on the ground. They've held safety summits specifically on this. They've leaned on the runway safety hotspot program and on pilot education. Some of that is why the overall number came down. The tools are helping, but technology at the tower doesn't help the two airplanes at a field with no surface radar at all, and it doesn't fix a readback that never happened. So the regulatory takeaway for you as a pilot is this. Expect more attention on surface operations, not less. Expect it in your flight reviews. Expect examiners on check rides to care about how you handle taxi clearances and hold short instructions. Expect it in the safety briefings. This statistic is going to drive policy, and the policy is going to land on the taxiway, which is to say, on you. Now let me flag something as opinion, because I promised you I'd tell you when I'm stepping off the facts. My read is that the divergence in these numbers, the total falling while the severe ones climb, is the most honest picture of aviation safety we've had in a while. It would be easy to celebrate the headline, incursions down, good year. But the FAA didn't hide the second number, and I respect that. The severe category is the one that actually correlates with a runway collision. That's the number that matters most, and it's moving the wrong way. That's opinion, but I think the data supports it. The good news, and there is good news, is that runway incursions are one of the most preventable categories of risk in all of aviation. This is not weather you can't control. This is not a mechanical failure you didn't see coming. This is procedure, communication, and attention. Three things that are entirely inside the cockpit, entirely inside your hands. Every one of us has had the moment. You're tired at the end of a long day. You're at an unfamiliar field. The controller is talking fast, and you catch yourself about to roll across a hold short line. The pilots who don't become a statistic are the ones who build the habit of stopping in exactly that moment. So this week, next time you fly, make it a point, read back every hold short, brief the taxi, like you brief the approach. Find the hot spots before you release the brakes. And when you cross a runway, lights on, eyes out, clear it yourself, because the 44% is not a weather system rolling in. It's the sum of a lot of individual seconds, and you own some of those seconds. That reporting comes to us from AVWeb, drawing on the FAA's own runway safety data. You can find more on this and the rest of today's headlines at radiohanger.com. Read back your clearances out there. It's the cheapest insurance in aviation. I'm Tower. This has been a TIS.